Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Samach Zayin. Shviyas Samach Zayin, and we are on Samach Vav Mabez. As we continue here in the eighth parak, a parak Klal Gadol, a couple of daf left to this eighth parak. So we are on Samach Vav Mabez. We're talking about how one is allowed to harvest the Shemitah fruit. That's what these prakim are about. We even said yesterday that there are limitations in terms of how to process them. Not just harvesting, but processing them. And we mentioned from the Torah Zroyan that there are two ideas. Part of it is not acting like an owner, and therefore, even in the processing stage, you know, there could be certain limitations. And we had a machlokas tanoim, how to understand the psukim in Parshas Bahar, machlokas in the Medrash, and machlokas in the Rishonim, who we paskin like, machlokas tanoim, machlokas Rishonim, how to understand. We had, and it's in Sviya Katsir Chalo Sigsar, it's in Vinizarech Chalo Sivsar, do not harvest. So does that mean, period, there's a certain type of Shemitah fruit that you're not allowed to harvest, period? That's how some Rishonim learned it. That's talking about Shamur, that's Rabbeinu Tam, and that's some other Rishonim. While other Rishonim say, no, you can harvest it in the normal way. You can harvest it in the normal way. And that might be talking about Shamur too, according to some Rishonim. But if it's non-Shamur, if it's just Hathor, then you can harvest it in the normal way. So a different day is how to understand that discussion. And we had Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin for those of Rabbi Yannai's base medrash, that they could grind in the normal way, like Rabbi Shimon, with a rechayim and lasos b'kutvi karabanan. Okay, so now we're up to the second psak of Rabbi Yochanan in the middle of Samach Vav Mabez. Rabbi Yochanan, hori le'ilein debased Rabbi Yannai. He paskin for those of Rabbi Yannai's house. Shalo yunot l'nschar badehen shemen elamos. Those who worked in the oil pressing area, he told them not to take oil for their payment. Can't take oil for their payment. Elamos, you can only take money. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya, Harilan, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya said. Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya, if you remember, we had yesterday, or 2 days ago, we had on the bottom of Samach Dal and Mabez, we had Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemya. They were the one that said, if you go to the bakery and say, I'll send you vegetables, you know, you aren't allowed to do that because that's considered an inappropriate usage of Peros Shemitah, you're repaying a loan, that's considered. See here too, this would also be inappropriate usage of Shemitah produce if I'm going to work in the vat and then get paid with the oil, so that is not appropriate. Rabbi Yochanan Pasan, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chaya. Good. Tani, says the Braisa. Hachamarin v'hakatafim. Those who are the donkey drivers and those schleppers that take care of, that are working with Shemitah produce. V'kala oso shviyas. Anyone who does work with Shemitah produce. Scharan shviyas. Their schar is shviyas. Their schar is shviyas. So what does that mean? What does that mean exactly, that their schar is shviyas? You can't mean that their schar will always be demei shviyas, that whenever anybody works with Shemitah produce, their schar will always be demei shviyas, because we had earlier, because sometimes you're paid, sometimes the schar is for the fruit, and sometimes the schar is for the schar of Oda, and not the schar for the fruit, and then there would not have kedusha shviyas, right? That we had that back on Samach Gimel Amabez. Samach Gimel Amabez, we had, if you tell a poel, remember that was one of the halachas that of imum, that we weren't sure, but there is definitely a case we had back in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel that sometimes if I have a worker that's working for my field, working for me during Shemitah, the wages are not going to be Kedusha Shviyas. So the Gemara assumes that can't be what this Braisa means. So again, we have this Braisa that says, this phrase that we're not sure what it means. Again, the donkey drivers, the schleppers, anyone who's working in a Shemitah field, schar is Shemitah. So what exactly does that mean? So we are going to have 2 days in the Gemara. Amar Reb Zeira, first day, Beperos Heter Hu Masnisa. We're talking about a case where nobody did anything wrong. And the fruit are Peros Heter, meaning it's regular Hefker Shemitah produce. The Marafolda says, Osa chain shall mina hefker hamutar b'shvias. No, regular Shemitah fruit that are allowed to be eaten. Umahu schar and shvias, what does that mean? What does that mean? Their schar, their wages are shvias. Sheyu notes lemimashe osin schar and b'shvias. That they are allowed. They're allowed to take the fruit for their malacha. Schar and shvias, they can take shvias for their schar. Right? That's what Mara Fulda says, and the others. Sherasho'in litol scharen shvius al osan peros shasu mehem alachtan ukrabanan. I'm sorry, right? And they're allowed to take this. This is not considered a bizayon of the Shemitah fruit. The Pnei Moshe also, klomar. Shemutaren litol bischaran mishal shvius atzma mimai shayosin ba. Right? Against what we just said, possibly from Rabbi Yochanan. But that's not how Reb Zeira reads the Mishnah. That these workers, scharan shvias, that means they're allowed to take. They're allowed to take zaheter. They're allowed to take the Shemitah produce as payment for their work. Obviously, if that happens, then that does have Kedusha. Right? Shemitah produce has Kedusha. Right? Our discussion was just whether wages for working in Shemitah, would that have Kedusha? That's a question. We had before, is it for the vegetables, is it for the wages, and that was one of the halachas of imum, and we had to be careful about that. But if you actually take the Shemitah produce, that for sure has Kedusha. You just have to eat it, nothing but wrong, the halacha is nothing wrong with that. You could take it and then just eat it, b'kedusha v'tara, and prepare it properly, and treat it with Kedusha. V'hahi, switch the word, v'hahi dehori, on top now, samach zayin amin aleph, v'hi dehori Rav Yochanan, li'ilin debes Rav Yanai, shelo yinot l'nschar, badei and shemen, elamos, and what we just said, the psak that Rav Yochanan gave the house of Rav Yanai, k'rabi yudav Rav Nechemia, hori lon, as we just said, it's a machlokas tanoim, whether that's appropriate. Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, like the earlier Tanam, that it is not appropriate to pay with Shemitah produce, but this day, this Brisa says that it is okay. So that is all number one. Pshat of the Brisa. Rabbi Zeira said, Beperis heter he must nisa. Number two, Rabbi Hila, no. Bimekatfe peris avera he must nisa. We're talking about a case where the workers are working ba'avera. What does that mean? There's something wrong with these fruit. Either it was shamur, according to what we had yesterday, Rabbi Tam, that if I guard the field, if I don't leave it open to the aniyim, then the fruit becomes asur. Or it's after the zman of biur, and I didn't do biur, which also the fruit are asur to eat until I do biur. According to the Ramban, if you're a member, that's what we paskin. You have to be mafkarid. According to the Ramban, you have to destroy it. Different deos about the girsa in that Mishnah about biur. But makadei peiros shvius he ba'aveira. We're talking about a case where it is something that is going wrong here, right? And that's what the Mara Fulda again says. Hainu scharan, sorry, I skipped one. Shenasu peiros hamishumarim ha'asurim b'shvius. He goes like the Rabbeinu Tam. Back to the Gemara. Umay scharan shvius. So what does that line mean then? If anybody works in a Shemitah field with fruit that are not able to be eaten, so then, says the Gemara, Ma'us Karan Shvias, Kai Da'am, Rabbi Yevo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yayin Nesach, Knas Kansuhu, V'ko, Knas Kansu. Just like Yayin Nesach, if somebody works with Yayin Nesach, their schar will be Aser Behana'a, because they're working inappropriately. So too, they're being Mechazik Yidei Ovrei Avera, so therefore here too, just like we have that knas by Yayin Nesach, so too here. Where's the schar by Yayin Nesach? If you look in Meseches Avodah Zarah, on Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara there talks about it. I'll just read it from the Ritva. The Ritva there, Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Beis, explains it. The Mishnah says there, the beginning of the fifth parak of Avodah Zarah, Hasocher es hapoel la'asos imo b'Yayin Nesach, scharo asur. The schar becomes asur. So why does the schar become asur? Avodah Zarah is asur bahana'a, right? Maybe Tashmishi Avodah Zarah. Maybe Noi Avodah Zarah. Right? Avodah Zarah has many different elements. You have the Avodah Zarah itself. Then you have the Noi, the jewelry that you put on the Avodah Zarah. Tashmishi, that's the items that are used in the service, right? The shovels and the cups. Tashmishi Avodah Zarah is different aspect. And then Tekrovis Avodah Zarah. That's the item that one gives to the Avodah Zarah. All different elements. Avodah Zarah, Tashmishi, Noi, and Tikrovis. All different halachas. Three out of four of them can be mevutal, that we've said, and if a goy can be mevatal the Avodah Zarah, Tikrovis cannot. But the Gemara there says, if I work for within Yayin Nesach, which is related to Avodah Zarah, right, maybe it was Nisnasech, so then Schar also. Why is the Schar also? So the Gemara's Baskana there is, it's a Knas Durabanan. Knas Durabanan, Lekol She'ose Malacha Ben Yanei Avodah Zarah. To anyone who is involved in this, says the Gemara, Amar Bivo, Knas Hu Shekansu Chachamim Bavodah Zarah, and the Gemara says, it's the same Knas by Shemitah. If somebody works illegally with Shemitah produce. V'hadakari le Knas, says the Ritva now, why do we call it a fine? Mipnei She'osin Avera Da Avodah Zarah. V'chol Abizrayhu Asur L'Kaimon Ba'olam Isur Torah. Right? And Avodah Zarah is not allowed to be Mekuyim. You have to destroy the Avodah Zarah, and you are working in it is a reflection of you're helping it stay existent. Where even there says, even if you want it to be Mekuyim. Right? If you're doing Malacha with the Avodah Zarah, you're being Mekayim. It's the Chazal, Asr, the payment that you're getting for that work. V'chamorin d'shvi esnami, continues the Ritva, explaining the Gemara there, but also here. Also, donkey drivers of illegal Shemitah produce. Again, either it was Shamor or it was after the Biur. Garmin la'aso schor b'shvi es shu'is or Torah. V'kasha avkasha shvi es, and doing business with Shemitah is very chomor avera, and therefore, says the Ritva, it's a problem. These are very common to Kiddushin. And then the Ritva just adds, Inami kida'amar b'yushalmi b'peiris avera hi masnisin. Pirish or Rambaba, Ver Shvias La'achar Habiur. Right? It quotes our Yerushalmi and says it's talking about after the time of beer. Good. So that is the Yayin Nesech related issue. So we have two deos in this Brisa that we had about what does it mean, demand Shvias. Either it's a Kula or it's a Chumra. Right? Two deos about how to understand. The first deos said it's a Kula. You are allowed. You're allowed to get paid with Shemitah produce. That's what Scharan Shvius is. According to the second day, no, it's a Chumra. Scharan Shvius, there's a Knas. There's a Knas that we are going to put in because of your Misayeya involvement in the Avera. Okay. So now let's get into what exactly, how am I allowed to use Peir Shvius in terms of preparing it? We had grinding it. We had one is not allowed to cook it if it's supposed to go for an animal because animals don't go by cooking. So now we have another halacha about Peir Shvius. Ein Mevashlin, what if I'm a Kohen? I'm a Kohen and somebody brought me over Truma and I also have some Shemitah produce to consume. Am I allowed to make a big dish with Shemitah and Truma produce? So you might say, wonderful, amazing. That's a real mitzvah dish. I don't think there's a problem of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. I don't think there's a problem of mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Right? Would you think that? We have the Isser elsewhere that you can't do mitzvahs in bundles. You can't double dip in mitzvahs. So there's a Tosa that says, because you don't want it to appear like a masui, like a bundle. Like you're trying, it's a burden. I'm trying to get rid of it, so I want to double them up quickly. I don't think anybody would say that if you're having a dish with Shemitah and Truma food. No, you just like want it to, you're hungry and you want to put them together. I don't think that's an issue of chavilos chavilos. Also gets into the issue of how much is eating Shemitah produce a real mitzvah, as we said. Is it just an Isser Aseh, then for sure it's not an issue of mixing it. But the Mishnah says you cannot mix it. You cannot mix Shemitah vegetables. You're not allowed to mix Shemitah vegetables with Truma oil. Why not? Because that's going to be a problem. What happens if the Truma becomes Tameh? If the Truma oil becomes Tameh, then that Truma oil has to be burned. Shemitah that became Tameah, I would be able to eat. Truma that became Tameah, I can't eat. So now, there's a possibility that I'm going to limit and minimize how I will be able to consume the Shemitah. That's called Mivi Davar L'Beis Apsul. One is not allowed to, according to the Tanakhama, one is not allowed to have a situation, create a situation where you are going to limit the achila in some way. So here it would be limited totally. If the Shemitah becomes Tameh, then it would be totally not edible, and therefore that's you're not allowed to do this in the first place. If it actually becomes Tameh, then fine. But if it to mix them together, so that is not appropriate. That's what the Marafolda says. Shim nifsal, that means nitma, bishvil shemen shel truma. If the Shemitah produce becomes tamei because it was mixed into the shemen of truma that became tamei, yisari fakol, everything has to be burned. V'nimsa gorim l'peiros shviyish lo yeyachlu, and I'm causing the Shemitah produce not to be eaten. Dilu peiros shviyish ain't tvil yom posla milechol, but peiros shviyish until Yom will not be, create the psalms. That's the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, I have to be worried about the issue of Mavian, Shemitah, Lebesa psal. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon is not worried about that. He's not worried about a future possibility. It's okay. If something happens, it's something happens. But he's not worried. You could put it in. Right now it's Tahar, and therefore it would be, okay to do this. Tosfos in Meseches Zvachim on Daf Ayin Hey Amibes. Tosfos there discusses what would be the issue of mixing Truma and Shemitah together. So we just explained it was that it might become Tameh. might become tame. There's another element that's quoted there in Zvachim, and that is, I have now minimized the eaters of this Shemitah produce. Right? Because it used to be that anybody could eat the Shemitah produce, and now only Kohanim could eat the Shemitah produce. That's also a form of Beis Hapsol. The language of the Gemara there is, Shvias ein lochin b'dameha tshruma, mebnei shemimait ba'achilasa. How are you mamait ba'achilasa? Rashi quotes there, Tosas quotes Rashi, Pirsh Makuntris, Shat Shruma Zvan Achilasa, this is another pshat. Not only who, but this is going in the opposite direction, as we'll see. That the Truma is going to be more limited than the Shemitah. Why? Zvan Abiyur. Truma, there is no limit to how long you can eat it. I could keep it in the fridge for a long time, put it in the freezer. Right, the opposite. Right, mixing works in both directions negatively. Possibility in both. The Shemitah might become tame, that you can't eat it. The Truma might get, after Zman HaBiur, you'll have to get rid of it. V'yim Tomar, says Tosfos there, Truma Kodem LePesach Yehei Aser LeChamtza Mishum Tekamen Ma'id Ba'achilasa. You shouldn't be able to take truma wheat before Pesach and make it into chametz, because there will come a time you have to keep it matzah, because you'll have to. There'll come a time, just like there'll come a time for biur, you can't mix truma into with shmita, because the zman biur will come and limit its time. So to making truma into chametz. V'yesh lomar d'achi adifalei v'shari no, but there's a mitzvah to eat truma in a delicious way, and you want to make challah. D'chziv lomashcha. V'chul, and he continues. Va'od, and then Tosfos says, De'isa mischametzes me'eleha. V'yafilu ma'ari basar mikolakom lavach yasa mischametzes ksas. The dough rises anyway. Even if you don't make it with too much yeast, it's going to rise anyway. So anyway, that's the Tosfos there, and the Gemara in Zvachim that talks about other issues about mixing in Truma and Shemitah. So this is part one of the Mishnah. Part two of the Mishnah. Va'achron nitfas b'shvias. We've had this halacha already numerous times, but here we're going to see the source of it. Whenever I have Shemitah produce, the last one in the chain is also going to have Kedusha. Meaning, what if I sold the Shemitah produce in a mutter way, I'm allowed to sell it? We had in the limited ways, I'm allowed to sell it for a little bit if I have leftovers. So I have money now. So that money has Kedusha Shvias. I take that money and buy meat. So that meat has Kedusha Shvias, and the money does not. I take that meat and buy, it continues. Achron, last one in the line has Kedusha, and the fruit itself. And the fruit itself is Aser, that is also a halacha that we've had already, and the Gemara says, we learned that from the Dimyon to Hektish. The Dimyon to Hektish is just like Hektish is Tofeses Dameha, so too, Shvias is Tofeses Dameha. I'll read you the language of the Braisa. Sukkah Daf Mem, Shvias Tofeses Dameha, Shvias, the Kedusha is transferred. Shenemar ki yovel hi kodesh tihi yelachem. Ma kodesh tofes es damav va'asur. Just like hektish is tofes es damav, whatever the money, you switch the Kedusha of hektish onto money. Af shviyas tofes es damav yasura. Right? But there's a difference, the Gemara says. Shviyas is even more chamor, because shviyas never loses its Kedusha. If I change the Kedusha from Hektish onto something, Hektish is no longer Hektish. Ima Kodesh Tofes Dama V'yosei L'chulin, Av Shviyas Tofes Dama V'yosei L'chulin. Tamalomar Tihiyah. No, it says Tihiyah by Shemitah, Kodesh Tihiyah Lachem, Bahavayasotehe. Right, it's always. So we compare it to Hektish, and that's why it has Kedusha. The Rambam paskins this way. If you want to just read the Rambam says, in Hilcha Shemitah, Perek Vav, halacha, vav. I forget the Rambam has it, but the Rambam paskins that way. There's a different Rambam this we'll get to in a few minutes. Rabbi Chanan also talks about this in Chelik Beis of the Kovet Shiurim, where he quotes this Brisa, and he talks about how is it possible to learn Shvias and Hektish? Aren't they different? Hektish is an idea, Pidyon Hektish. There is a redemption that happens. There's real Kedusha status, and then you're poda to it. Does Shemitah, it's a sale, isn't it? And we'll get to this in Amud Beis. But that's his question. Maybe buying and selling is not called a deconsecration. Right, a chilul and pidyon, could you compare that to a mekach? Gam behekdash linin afkos kedusha rak mecha greda kmo behedyot. Elakima de nifka kinyan mamon gavoa memela paka kedusha, says Rabbi Elchanan. You have to say, and he says he asked this to his rebbeim, he says you have to say, even if you buy something from hekdash, hidden in there is a mekach and a pidyon. It's a little of both. And therefore, Shvius is comparable. Because Shvius also, you can do a Mekach and change the Kedusha. You have to stretch the understandings of Hektish and Shvius in order to compare them. So we'll get more of that on Amud Beis. But that's the source for the status of Shvius transferring. Says the Gemara. Tamat Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim. Back to the first half of the Mishnah. Remember, the first half of the Mishnah spoke about Mivin Dvarim Lebeis Hapsul. The Tanakhama says, you don't have to worry about mixing Truma and Shemitah. Don't worry about it. There's a possibility that it might end up with a problem. It's okay. You don't have to worry about that. Rabbi Shimon says, the Tanakhama says you do have to worry about it. And Rabbi Shimon says, mutter. We learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim, Ubekula Nakar Mashoim, Lashanos Bachi Lasan, the Kohanim could eat their karbanos any way they want. Ula Ochlan Sluyin, Shlukin Mubushalim. They could roast it if they're in mood for a barbecue, or they could cook it, stronger, shlukin, mevushalin, velitin letochan tavli chulin, vetavli truma. And they're allowed to put in spices to their, what if they have, like their steak, very spicy, they can put in spices of chulin or truma. Or truma, we take out the next three words, because as we'll see, we're going to assume that this Mishnah is a stam, not a stam Mishnah. So the Tanakhama says, don't worry about it. You're allowed to mix in. So how does that sound? Like stam? There's no issue with base up soul. Rabbi Meir Omer, no. Lo yitin l'tochan shlo yavi. It's a truma li deep soul. You cannot mix in the spices because as we said, you're going to bring the truma to psul. That's what we said just based on that Gemara there in Zvachim, that our Mishnah is worried about the Shemitah, right, getting psul. And there you're worried about the truma, but it's the same yisod. Right, if you mix it, it's going to cause problems for each of them. Let's just finish the line, and then we'll make a comment about Achilas Kachim. So Asya, we're going to go with the Girsa of the Mara Folder here. Look at the Mara Folder's Girsa, second wide line. Asya, what's the problem? Because we have two Mishnayos, one here in Shvius and one there in Zvachim, and they have the same Achlokes about Mavin Kachim Leisab Sol. The problem is that here, the Stam Mishnah is Usser, the Tanakama. And over there, the Stam Mishnah is Mutter, like Rabbi Shimon Shita. So that's what we're wondering about that. So look at the Girsa of the Marafolda, Hachi Garcinan. Asya the stama dahacha ki yichidai de tamon. The stam here, which is asur, is like the yichidai de tamon, is like your mayor over there, who's the das yachid. Udechidai dahacha bistama de tamon. And the das yachid here, which is Rabbi Shimon, who says mutter, is like the stam over there, which says mutter. So that's a little difficult because usually you pass on like a stam mishnah, right? So how could you have the two opposite stams? So says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ella, the top of Amabez. Ella, you're right. You know, the Stama Dahacha, Rabbi Meir de Taman. You're right. It works out. The Stam here, which is Asur, is like Rabbi Meir over there. And it's a Machlokes, because you're Meir and Rabbi Shimon. And the Meir Rabbi Shimon, also Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, we paskin Lakula. The Gemara says, you're right. Usually, Stam Mishnah, you paskin like one, you paskin like the Stam Mishnah. But here, it's difficult because you have Stams that go against each other. So you have to pick one. So you say, you still paskin like Rebbe, like Rebbe Shimon. Let's get to the two dots, then we'll talk. I'm Rebbe Dosa, Rebbe Yosa, Ish Ta'ilis Le'ilin Debeis Rebbe Yanai. It was asked, Amar Nehigin Avina Mevashlan Yad Al Yad Va'ochlin. They only cook very little portions of Shemitah in their, mixed with their Truma, their Shemitah vegetables and Truma wine, only little by little, Va'ochlin, and they eat it right away. My Kadun, why, who is this like? Halacha Kirby Meir de Taman Vihi Rabban and Dehacha, because they obviously hold the Chumrah. They pass like a mayor over there, which is the stam over here, and therefore they don't put it into a situation where you're going to have leftover in the fridge and it might become tamay and it might cause problems after this man of biur. They only cook little by little, enough for the next meal, because they're choshesh for that shita of Rabbi Meir. The issue of the kohanim being able to cook however they want, so that's the Rambam paskins this way, all of Hilchos Maaser Karbanos. A lot of it is all about the avodah of the karbanos, but the Rambam says in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, Umutar Lechol Asakachim Bechol Maichol. The Kohanim can eat however they want. Afilu Kohanim Mutaram Lechol Chelkam, Beimi Kachim Kalim, Beimi Kachim Kalim Bechol Maichol. Ulashanos Bachi Lasan, Lechol Tseluyim, Shalukim Mivushalam, however they want. And Velasis Latochan Tablin Shal Chulin, and they can put in Chulin. the Rambam paskins, into their meat, avolo tavli truma, he paskins, ein mevi'in kachon l'meisa psul. You cannot mix in the truma spices with the shemitah, with the karbanos, shleviu asat truma l'idei psul. So there, the truma, the kachon is going to be a problem, because kachon become noser the next day. That's even more limiting, not just the zman of biur. The Kesef Mishnah there says, what's the chiddush that the Kohanim could eat it however they want and prepare it however they want? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Desalka daita chamina. You might have thought, Shakohanim tsrichim shalo yochlo el l'shem shamayim. The Kohanim have to eat the kachim l'shem shamayim. A totally spiritual type of focus. V'lakein lo yochlo osam bimat amim derach tainug. They can't eat it however much they enjoy it and delicious. No. Maybe it'd have to be more bland, just doing it straight, without kavana. Kamash malan, mishun dekasabu rachmana lamashcha umetargibin alashin gedula. Lamashcha, they can enjoy it. They can eat it like kings. Right? You might have thought that you have to do a l'shem shamayim, without any hana. Just eat it. Right? Kamash malan, you can enjoy it. What does this sound like? Takdam of the egg leital. Right, who says, right, there are those that out there that have a mistaken impression that they think the best way to learn is when you don't enjoy it and just learn it in a dry, forced way. And if you enjoy it, so then that's not appropriate, right? And says the Eglay Tal, that's one of the, wrong hashkafic approaches that I've ever heard. That the greatest way of Talmud Torah is to enjoy it and it becomes part of your blood, and that way you've reached the highest level of Torah Lishma. Right? Not I'm getting some personal benefit. No, it's fine. That's part of the essence of Talmud Torah is the Tainug and the Hana. It's not just the Eglay Tal. We mentioned many other Mishnah. There are Rabbi Avraham Nahar in the Dharma Daf Mem Ches in the Mishnah there, where the Mishnah says, if I make a neder from a city, I'm not allowed to use, I'm allowed to use a chefsa shal mitzvahs of the city. Because mitzvahs lav lehenos denu, I could shake a lula from the city, and I could hear a shofar from the city. All of those, because you can't make a neder, mitzvahs lav lehenos denu. But you can't use the svarim of the city. Can't use the svarim of the city. Why can't you use the svarim of the city? Mitzvahs lav lehenos denu. So the Rabbi Avraham Nahar, one of the Rishonim, says, no, Talmud Torah is lehenos denu. Is lehenos denu. Part of the definition of Talmud Torah is pikuti Hashem Mishar Mesam Chelev. It is, does play an element in the mitzvah, and therefore it's different. So too here by achilas kachim. Achilas kachim itself is a great topic, but we'll have to leave that for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, ha'achron achron nitvas v'shvias v'aperi atzma oser. As the Mishnah said, the last one in the line of shmita transfer of kedusha is going to have the kedusha, and the fruit itself will always keep aser. So aketzad. So look, basar. What if I took peir shvias and I switched it for meat? Elu ve'elum is baram b'shvias. Then now they both have kedusha. The fruit of shmita always has kedusha. Now the meat has kedusha. Look, ach basar dogim. If I then took the meat and switched it and bought fruit and switched it for fruit, fish. Yatza basar nitvisu dogim. So the basar has gone out, no more kedusha, and the fish has. Lachav dogim shemen, yatzu dogim and nechla shemen. Ha'achron achron nitvas, the last one in the line always has the kedusha. Bishvius va'peri atzmo aser. And the fruit itself is aser as well. Fine. By my name, Rabbi Yochanan. Shvius ma'ushetetzi derechilul. The shvius have to be sold in order to, for the kedusha to transfer? What if it's just mechulal, right? That's deconsecrated. The Gemara in Sukkah and the Mefarshim here clarify, this doesn't have to do with the first step. The first step when you have kedusha, paper shvias themselves, that definitely needs derech mekach. It has to be sold. But after that, what if I have the meat now? The meat to the fish to the fruit. Could that be just mechulal, like deconsecrated? Like I could do it myself. I could take meat and put it on the fish. I don't need like a sale. Or does it have to be by a sale? Does it only transfer by a sale? So Amar Le Lamalo says, well, why not? Why wouldn't you say it works? Amar Belazar, Ein Shvias Yotzei Derech Chilul, Derech Mechira. Belazar says, no, because it does not transfer. It only transfers through Mechira. It does not transfer through Chilul, says Belazar. Mathisa Messiah Ladein, Mathisa Messiah Ladein. Really, So they asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan was one that said, why not? Meaning it could be transferred through Chilul. And Rabbi Elazar says it can't. So it's a price that supports each one. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Matisa Masayla Rabbi Yochanan, there's a bride that supports Rabbi Yochanan, who says, it can go derech hilul, called me sheish lo ma'os mi devei shvias, if anybody has money with shvita kedusha. Who wrote to the chalal al isasa, and he wants to just transfer it onto his dough, the chalalo, he can. So you see, chilul works. Matisa Masayla Rabbi Lazar, and there's a bride that supports Rabbi Lazar as well, who says it cannot. Mi sheish lo selam mi devei shvias, if somebody has money that has kedusha shvias, who wrote to likach lo chalak, and he wants to buy a shirt. So what do you do? He can't buy a shirt with the Shemitah money, because that's not food. We said, Shemitah produce has to be used for... So what does he do? So what might have said he could do? Just in your house, take the money and put it onto his apples. Doesn't say that in the Brisa. Holy chetzalchem v'ni harag, so he's got to go to his storekeeper that he knows, who would do him a favor. V'omer, tein li b'zu peiros, v'u nosin lo. He says, can I have some fruit with this money? So he gets the fruit. So now, the fruit have the kedusha, and the money doesn't have the kedusha. Then he gives the storekeeper back the fruit. He has the fruit back. He has to eat it with kedusha now. And the storekeeper, there's got to be somebody who's your friend. If you would be willing just to have your fruit now have kedusha. But he has to do this whole charade, give the fruit back, get the money back. Now he has money back without kedusha. And he can go buy a shirt. Right? Why couldn't he just like switch it onto his own apples? It must be that derech hilul does not work, right? A raya to Rabbi Lazar, so a brice that supports Rabbi Lazar, a brice that supports Rabbi Yochanan. There's a Meiri, if you want to look at the summary of all these halachas, the Meiri in Sukkah on Daf Mem summarizes these halachas in terms of the first step, in terms of the later steps. But again, it's like what the brice says, achron, achron. The last one is always going to have the kedusha, and the original one has the kedusha as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue with a daf and a half left to the eighth parak of Maseches Shvi'is.